you know?
And we're back!
I mean, if you want to swear at bitch tits. Oh, shit, yeah, right.
That's fair. Swear to them bitch tits. Alright, guys. We're back. IWC. No Preferred Nomenclature podcast. We missed last week. Somebody was sick.
I was.
And somebody.
Who got me? Who got me sick?
And somebody had a little bit of a concussion. But we're all back. So.
Mixed with a 7-8 hour stint at the VA ER, which, by the way, if anybody's ever done that, it's fucking awful.
Anyway, that's Jason. I'm Matt, of course. Coming to us remotely from Phoenix, Arizona, we have Jake Moe, and from El Cajon, we have Jake O taking a dab. Say hello, Jakes.
Hola. Hello, I'm Random Voice Guy.
Yeah, Random Voice Guy.
Was it, what was this Twitch, Random Voice Guy 619?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. It's time for our first topic, the Super Bowl.
The Duper Bowl!
Yes, we are a week late on that. I realize that.
Doesn't mean we can't discuss it, people. This is America, right?
Yes.
I mean, only 25,000 people showed up to the fucking Super Bowl during a pandemic. It's America! Nah, seriously, though. I mean...
So,
it was a beatdown.
Yeah, it was not the game I was hoping for.
Yeah, it wasn't the worst Super Bowl I've ever seen, because honestly, I remember the Ravens butt-fucking the Giants, and that was, that was bad. I mean, Ray Lewis was all up in that booty. But it was, yeah, like you said, we were expecting a certain type of game and got a fucking massacre.
Yeah, Pat Mahomes scrambled for almost 500 yards. Just scrambled for almost 500. Jake, Mom, and I... Go ahead.
Thomas Brady scrambled for 34 yards.
Yeah, and threw four touchdowns. That was the best Rob Gronkowski has looked in a fucking... In a Buccaneers uniform. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, I mean, the Chiefs' defense didn't really have anybody that could cover him. I mean, he's just a big motherfucker. People forget, Gronk is a big motherfucker. And then you put football pads on him and shit. Jesus Christ. It's like Derrick Henry. The dude's just a mountain of a man.
So, it definitely didn't go well. Now, of course, Kansas City was down their two best offensive linemen.
True.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, Jake!
Jake's got fireballs going on.
Wait, Jake just shot fire out of his cock!
Jake's in a shitty mood.
So yeah.
Jake's just trying to make himself happy with fire.
Yeah.
So, but shooting fire out your cock in your car is dangerous. Shooting fire out of your cock in your car is dangerous.
Give yourself an owl, brother. Grab your door. I have an owl, see? Okay, gotcha.
I mean, I thought I was the fire crotch, but, you know.
Now, dude, they, Andy Reid just got completely outdone. The defense was...
Oh, yeah, I don't think Bruce Arians gets enough credit. I really don't think he gets enough credit. He's a good coach.
Dude, Bruce Arians is a fucking hell of a coach, dude. And he just did... He outlitched him, 100%.
Well...
Mahomes went, what, one for eight? Or one for nine?
Some shit like that. It was pretty bad.
He wasn't happy. And I wanted them to win. You know, I was going to Kansas City, but they just shut every fucking powerhouse down that Kansas City could think of. I mean, they just had every fucking answer. And, I mean, it was a good game for Tampa, obviously, but they just didn't have any answers to do anything.
was boring.
See, for me, the worst Super Bowl I ever personally watched was the Rams and the Patriots. That, to me, was the worst Super Bowl. The 13-3 game was so fucking bad.
13-3, that was...
Especially with those teams, it was just a really, really awful game.
Oh, that was so bad.
Yeah.
But on another note to that game, did you hear about the Lorraine, the lady of the family who like molds the silver trophy and shit, and now she wants an apology?
We were going to get to that. I had one more thing about the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So there was a attempted streaker.
Oh yeah.
And so apparently this guy placed a bet, a prop bet in Vegas. 50 G's he put down that somebody would run out on the field. Then he ran out on the field, netting $375,000. But
$374,000 fine.
That's right. But he ran his fucking mouth about it, and they're trying to null his win. So.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you gotta keep your mouth shut about some shit. Like, I don't understand that.
Get your money and then run your mouth on Vegas. That's what they
did
do.
Yeah.
Get your money, cheat the system, shut the fuck up about it until you got it.
That seems to be a weird thing these days with people documenting their crimes and posting them on social media. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's across a wide berth of mediums in every conceivable corner. I mean, didn't someone just get killed for doing a prank in fucking like Kentucky or some shit?
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that later on.
Okay. Sorry, it's just related. It's making me think of it.
That's all right. Excuse me. There's the coughing, which is, of course, Jake Mom's favorite part of this show.
Yeah.
So, let's fast forward to after the game is all over. We have the fucking Buccaneers Super Bowl parade, which is a boat parade.
Uh-huh.
And Tom Brady, he was in rare form.
Beautiful. It was American form.
He threw the fucking Lombardi Trophy across a fucking body of water.
On his own personal yacht he was on.
To one of his teammates. He then...
Gronk.
No, it was Cameron Brate.
Oh, I thought it was Gronk.
No. It was Cameron Brate.
Even better.
Brate said that if he hadn't caught it, he probably would have retired.
Some respect, okay?
No, that was the most Buccaneer type shit I ever saw in my life, and not to mention, like, they won the trophy, it's their fucking trophy, they can handle it however the fuck they want.
Like I said, for the respect, you know, to give them the respect, send time Super Bowl champion throwing a trophy, which you know it's gonna go somewhere in the area, but I give them respect for having a defensive lineman sitting on the end of the boat just in case the motherfucker fell.
What is he going to do?
He was going to jump in. From what I read, he was going to jump in and get it, like, immediately.
Yeah, like, that thing was going to sink, and that D-lineman was going down with it.
Dude, that's probably the most, like, his butthole puckered up when that thing was flying through the air.
You can see him squinching when that thing...
It's laser focused, dude. Cheeks are fucking... Poof!
Tom Brady's son was like, Dad, no! No, Dad!
Yeah, that was funny. When I could hear his kid in the background the second time I watched it, I started laughing.
And then he kissed his kid on the lips.
Yeah. He kissed Robert Kraft on the lips, though. I mean, a couple times.
Like, Dad,
yeah, and that guy's like has an Asian hooker fetish. So, I mean, why are you kissing that man on the lips?
Well. We can barely hear you there, Jake.
Hello?
There we go.
Touching tips. There we go.
Okay. But yes, what Jason mentioned, now the silversmith who first designed the trophy
It's the daughter of the daughter.
His daughter is demanding an apology from Tom Brady for the toss of said Lombardi Trophy.
And she's doing it at the bequest of the fans too, because you know we apparently want the apology. No, bitch, no, we don't. Because they're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're pirates. That's what pirates fucking do.
They throw trophies.
Yeah.
For the record, this only this whole like argument right here of this bitch trying to get an apology for it adds to my argument of why the NHL is better. Because do you know what people do with the Stanley Cup?
Somebody used it to potty train their kid.
What, people have used it to potty train their kids. People have eaten cereal out of it. They drank beer out of it.
Yeah.
Like, the Stanley Cup gets used on a multitude of levels. But you know what? Nobody bitches. Everybody's like, oh, that's fucking hockey players. All right, cool.
I mean, as long as it gets purposely, you know, everybody probably properly sanitizes it. So, I mean...
Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah, you have to, after you're done with your day with it, you have to fully sanitize it and before you hand it back over.
Yeah, at that point, I mean, I'm sorry, you know, as someone who's gone through a crossing the line ceremony, I mean, I've been used as a surfboard in some disgusting stuff I'm not going to repeat on camera, but, yeah, I mean, that's just kind of par for the course. I don't know, I don't see any issue.
Well, here's my take on it, dude. If the thing would have gone into the river or whatever like that, or something would have happened to it, I get it. But nothing fucking happened, so like, nah. That was fun. It got people watching, it got people laughing. If nothing happened to it, they caught it. Let it go.
Well, even if it had landed in the water, it's like they won it. It's their trophy. I mean,
it's not like
it's a middle Pacific fucking ocean.
It's not even that though. It's they make a new one every year.
Dude, it totally looks like you're fucking getting up a fucking.
What did I miss, Jason?
I was watching the playback on the podcast, and Matt, like, has his lips all pressed, like, and he looks like kind of like a tweaker a little bit. Fucking.
No, I didn't.
Yes, it did to me.
My lips are.
Is this the way? Because it was slow. The camera. It's not you. It was the camera slow, and so it was kind of slowing him down a little bit. It made him look a little. It just made you look spazzy when you weren't.
Nobody smokes a fucking meth out of a.
I know that. Like I'm this. Just telling you the slowdownness of the camera made it kind of appear like it fucking weird shit was going on. That's what I chuckled at.
All right, anyway, let's try and not react to the fucking stream video.
Yes.
God, the fucking echo's killing me.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah, I think it's Jake.
I know. Is that...
Want me to call back?
No, not you.
No, I think it's me, guys.
It's alright. I don't know what's going on with the fucking computer. It can't even fucking load a website right now. Now.
Oh, Jake left.
God damn it. Dead air.
Dead.
Okay, anyway. Since we talked last, two Charger legends have passed away. The great Marty Schottenheimer passed away a couple weeks ago, or middle of last week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Alzheimer's got him, 80 or 77 years old, I think. Very sad.
Very sad.
And then today we found out that former Charger coached by Marty Schottenheimer, Vincent Jackson, was found dead in his hotel room.
38.
That's crazy. 38 years old.
Really sucks.
One loss isn't more than another, but Jesus Christ, man, you got a 38-year-old man who, I believe it was last week, they did call the Florida, whatever part of Florida he was found in, the family called and said, you know, we need to have somebody check up on him because he's not doing well. Something's wrong. And they actually found him at the hotel. He checked in, I believe, on January 11th. So he's been there over a month. But they went over, they talked to him, they said that everything seemed good, and they let him go. You know, everything was good. And then now they found him dead.
Yeah, that's crazy. And it's really sad. It just
either suicide or drugs or, you know, something to do with probably the hits to the head or, you know, the constant, you know.
Well, I think it was our friend Evan. Our friend Evan, he commented on my post about it and said my thoughts immediately go to CTE and depression.
Yep. Say House was a bit pretty big case. I mean, I think it got national attention.
Yeah,
absolutely. That was, you know, Say House was obviously much more in the realm of, you know, charges being around a lot more.
He was so active in the community, it was noticeable when his personality started going like this.
I just want to point out that the man purposely shot himself in the chest and not the head in order to preserve his brain to be studied.
Yep.
Yep. So they could fucking look into it. Yep. That's. It just shows, even in death, what a great guy he was. You know, hey, I want to find out what the fuck was wrong. I want everybody.
Nowinski's talked about. They've talked about it before. How his say House was a big help. It was part of it. It was him and like three other people that they got a hold of.
Yep. All right, I don't want to stay on death for too long. Rest in peace to both of those men.
Yes.
And let's talk about, real quick, Jason, Chris Jericho's wife being at the Capitol insurrection.
Wait, hold on. What?
She was there. She wasn't in. She was, at the time that they breached, she was by the reflecting pool. But she was there supporting Donald Trump at the Capitol insurrection.
Well,
Jessica Irvine.
Well, you know, I've said this about Chris Jericho. I love the man as a professional wrestler. He's one of my all-time favorites. It's like Benoit. I can look at it and still, you know, Benoit still, like, I love his matches. I can't help it. Like, they're just fucking incredible. But at the same time, he's a horrible thing what he did, and that's just, you know, you gotta. I understand why he'll never be in any Hall of Fame, and he shouldn't be. Jericho, now the lesser case of Jericho, I apply the same logic. Like, okay, he's entitled to it. In this case, it's his political beliefs. As a person outside of performer, he's entitled to those beliefs. I'm just not going to support him anymore financially.
Yeah.
And now, as far as his wife being fucking at the insurrection, and I don't care. I'm sorry, if you were in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, you're a fucking piece of shit. And if you went into the Capitol,
you're a criminal.
You're a criminal and a traitor. And you're gullible. You know, if you went, you know, Jericho's wife, I'll even chalk her up as one of just the gullible, uneducated types who's just not in touch with reality. I mean, Jericho's been wealthy for a very long time. So, I mean, she's not in touch with reality. They don't live like normal people. So, I'm not saying Jericho didn't earn every fucking bit of money he has. He absolutely has. But that doesn't negate the fact that he's out of touch with reality on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And if your wife is there politically, I mean, that's a bad look.
All right, so, gentlemen, there's been a bit of a debate on Twitter today.
Oof.
Melo or Melo? Is it Carmelo Anthony or LaMelo Ball? Who is the real Melo?
Really?
Yeah, Carmelo. It was trending.
Carmelo.
I'm pretty sure Melo was being called Melo before LaMelo was born.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Carmelo Anthony on that one, just because that's who I grew up knowing as Melo. That's who I think of. Someone says Melo, that's immediately what pops into my fucking head. It's not any of the Ball brothers or LaMelo. It's just not.
Like I said, I'm fat and I just like caramelos. So Melo is that's the real
OG is Caramelo. Caramelo was a fine caramel and marshmallow chocolate bar. Yes. You are correct.
True.
Okay. All right, guys. After a decade in Houston, J.J. Watt was released this week. Where do you think the big man lands?
My guesses are Pittsburgh or Green Bay, but
I think those are the two most obvious choices.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I was going to say, brother. The two major places I think he's going
to
go.
I want Dallas to get his ass, but because we could use him. But Jerry's a fucking tightwad dirtbag.
I don't think if Watt has a chance to end his career in his home state or with his brothers, that he's going to go to and stay in Texas.
Yes, and that's why I'm like, I think he's good. I think he absolutely, Pittsburgh is the leading candidate. I mean, especially if they offer him a good deal, it's like they do have a decent enough team to be competitive. I mean, Roethlisberger is a big question mark, and their offense is, but their defense can be disgusting. I mean, fucking Brad Johnson won a goddamn Super Bowl with the Bucks defense. So I mean,
but we gotta fucking as much respect as the guy deserves, which at the time, you gotta think too. I mean, Dallas isn't completely out of it. He's only like what, 4 hours south or 3 hours south, instead of moving all the way from Houston, you know, just move north to fucking Dallas. You know, kick it up there.
Yeah, but I haven't heard Dallas make any. I haven't heard Dallas
he's
make any play. I haven't heard Dallas he's make any play, though, and Jerry's too cheap.
Yeah, I think you're the only one thinking about Dallas and JJ.
I wish, but I just don't think it's a real reality. But, you know. You gotta feel sorry for Texans fans, though, almost.
That shit melted down fast for Houston.
And, well, and not even just, like, the Texans, too. I mean, look at the Rockets, the Texans, and the players that have just exodused, you know, that have left both. I mean, it's a lot. They've lost a lot of talent.
The Texans are in full-blown rebuild mode. They trying to keep nobody. They just got a new GM. They're trying to find some fucking get over what Bill O'Brien did. They are in full get rid of everybody and fucking bring in new people and try to fucking start over. It's horrendous.
Yeah, and I wonder where Deshaun Watson's going to end up. I mean,
to be fair, Jake, that's all Jacksonville's ever done besides the early.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right, sir. You're absolutely right. I mean, they had that Gardner Minshew hook up for what I thought they would be the AFC Championship 2 years, 3 years ago, something like that. But then all of a sudden, but now, you know, they're talking about the bringing in Trevor Lawrence and, you know, starting off new.
Well, they just hired Urban. They just hired Urban Meyer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But that's just, I mean, dude, the Houstoners have fire to the last, since they got rid of fucking.
Is he listening to something?
No, it's
generational wide receiver. First round picks. It's like, okay, well, this guy who is working for small responsibility.
Jake, hold on a second. Okay.
Balls deep.
I cut off Jake there, and I'm sorry, I forgot what we were talking about. Unfortunately, Jake's phone has a ton of reverb. Go ahead.
I was just saying the fire sale. I think they're just trying to fucking fix what Bill O'Brien destroyed. And I don't think Deshaun's going to stay, even though the new GM is saying, hey, we're going to keep him no matter what.
Nah, they're just fielding offers.
I think they're going to go to the fucking, he's either going to go to the Broncos, or he's going to want to stay
with a contender. Go to a contender. He's not going to go to the Jets or anything like that.
I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up with the Patriots. That'd be some shit.
I actually heard the Jets are on
his... Christ, yeah, that could be one too.
I've actually heard the Jets are on his list. I mean, he went to Syracuse, didn't he? I think he's from New York.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't want to play for the Jets because he...
No, he literally listed the Jets... He literally listed the Jets as one of the teams that he would want to be traded to, Jake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't just... Oh, God, what did Twitter tell you?
I know, because you gotta remember, bro, everything I read on the internet is true.
He's right.
Yeah.
He's right.
We're right, down, guys, yeah.
Stop fucking around, all right? Give me my fucking love here. I read on Twitter, which is like Wikipedia of everything.
Yeah, you know what? He's right, though.
This is true.
Because Wikipedia is not a fucking viable source.
Yeah. It's not like you can edit stuff on it.
Encyclopedia Britannica is the real shit.
Okay, guys.
Anyways.
So, about a month ago, Jake Mom packaged up a package of things to send to me.
Yes.
And had UPS come and pick it up from him to bring to me in San Diego. And when that package finally got delivered, it was immediately stolen from the porch. At least we thought, or... maybe it still was. I don't know. 2 weeks pass, and suddenly Jake Mom looks in his parcel locker, and what do you know? There is a package that he was not expecting and did not recognize.
So, very carefully, we brought the bomb dogs over, had it all checked out, you know, made sure we were safe, cut that bitch open, and it looks a lot like the stuff that I sent to Matthew in San Diego. And what do you know? It was.
So, not...
It did more yardage than Patrick Mahomes scrambling on the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And it made it back to its home.
This thing was in a beat-up box... It had a label with just Jake's address, but said it was shipped out of Chula Vista. My address name no longer on the package at all.
It had jizz probably on the cover somewhere.
Jake, can you confirm any possible jizz stains?
I cannot confirm nor deny. There's a couple new things that I did not see on there before. But I must say, it could have been my fault because... I did not, it is an Amazon package that was sent to me, but I did not change the label that I gave to the UPS guy to put on there. Neither him nor I changed it, so it might have looked like it was supposed to come to me.
Yeah, but
should have never been taken off of your fucking porch.
No, if that was the case, why would it have even gotten to... the point where it says it was delivered.
Yeah, that's the part that I don't understand.
I think somebody stole it, opened it, and went, this is just a bunch of bullshit. And instead of just throwing it away, they're like, I'll just ship it back.
Well, you know what? I'll put myself on mute here, and I will have me and the wife go through it to make sure everything's in there that we sent. Everything is in there? All right, well, everything's in there. So either... I mean, they could have even gone through it and, like, picked out their ones. They just fucking left everything in there.
Interesting.
It's a very strange thing. And just think of the fucking... just think of the journey this box went on. It's more than we've done during COVID.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, everything's in there. No, they didn't take nothing. They're like, wow, this is a real shit box.
There's
a shit kid.
There's a deflated Charger football I have to throw away. Jake, you got drunk and told me everything that was in the box.
I know, brother. I forgot. I do that a lot. But hey, enjoy it, okay? I want to see you open it, and I love you.
I'm going to give Jason the bootleg Thor hammer that says, what is it, Marvel?
Mabvel.
Mabvel. It's a Thor hammer that is, it's just got the worst broken English you've ever seen printed on it.
Oh, that's great.
It's a keychain.
Hilarious.
That's wonderful.
It's a little keychain.
That's great.
It's cute. So yeah, just like, what the fuck? What else was it? Well, Jake's gonna put some new shit in it, and we're gonna do an unboxing on the Twitch whenever it arrives.
Yes.
And I will throw away the football live on Twitch.
I'm gonna love it up, and I'm gonna be excited for my brother to open that with his Charger football, and I can't wait to see what he does with it. I was excited.
Right. All right, I want
to. But I'm not sending it. I'm not sending it to your house this time.
No.
I'm gonna send it to a friend who lives down the street, and I'm gonna have him deliver it to you.
Yeah, he owns a liquor store, and he's there all day, so he'll get it. He'll get it and give it to me. Jayco, did you want to talk about what happened today? Maybe get it off your chest. If not, we can move on. I just, you know, I figured you might want to talk about it.
So I got let go from my job today because, unfortunately, I am what sports would call injury prone. And because of that, I am a liability.
Like, insurance-wise?
Yeah, for work, yeah, insurance-wise. Like, if I'm doing something and I lift something and I, like, fuck myself up or whatnot, they gotta pay for it because it happened on the job and shit like that. Even though it may be, I might just be re-aggravating a pre-existing injury or whatnot because I got re-hurt on the job. They have to cover it.
It doesn't make a difference that you can go to the VA. Don't they cover? No?
Nope, doesn't matter.
Man.
Because when I get hurt, I'm out of work. When I'm out of work,
your costs.
It hurts everybody else.
Can I ask a question jumping in here from Phoenix?
Sure.
You've been on that job for quite some time, all right?
Yeah, like,
you just got promoted?
Yeah.
So why is this all of a sudden happening after one situation?
It's not, but this isn't just one situation. I missed, like, 2 months over the summer when I threw out my back.
Okay.
He had the concussion just recently.
Yeah, which cost me a week, and then hurting my back on Saturday, which would wind up costing me all of this week as well to recover.
Right.
Unfortunately, I suffer from chronic migraines, so there's times where I'll wake up in the morning and I'll be seeing double and not being able to drive. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's happened enough to become an issue.
So you understand it, but it's still not fucking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not right.
No, what the worst part about it was. One of my best friends, Cameron, he's the one that got me the job, and he's the one that had to call me today and tell me that I got let go.
That's fucking terrible.
So, and it's like, I'm not even mad at him. Like, I can't get mad at him. I 100% understand and respect where he's coming from. I'm not even fucking mad at him. I'm not even mad that Jesse had to let me go. I'm not mad at that. I'm mad at the fact that, unfortunately, I've done so much fucking damage to my body that I can't fucking do this shit.
And not even just that, man. Like, your time in service, dude, is your physical, your body's, it's catching up to your body, man.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's fucking horse shit because you should be getting more help, but it's like sucks. Like, going...
I agree, but you know, we only care about the troops when it
politically convenient.
Yeah. Not once they're not serving anymore and they're fucking struggling with their health and their mental health.
Yeah. I mean, it's. Yeah, I mean, I get like the liability aspect of it. It's still fucking shit, though. It's just...
It sucks they can't, like, even find some, like, office-type work for you to do or something. Like,
yeah. I don't know. Especially after giving you the promotion, it just doesn't... I don't know.
it's fucking rough. And I'm sorry, now, Jake.
It's fine.
Well, now you can rejoin the Golf Association. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
It was a bad attempt at a joke. I'm sorry.
Too soon, bro.
I'm sorry.
Too soon.
Jake knows it comes from a place of love. Love.
You know, I can barely see you, Matt.
Oh, I can't see any of them. Oh, I threw up the heart. All I see is Gary Templeton's jersey and a watchman or a watch. That's all I see. I don't see any of them.
All right, come back to mute so I don't cause any more reverb.
Yeah, if you like I said, just unmute and jump in if you want at any point. Should we talk about my hole or Trump's acquittal?
Let's go to my hole first to go up, and then we can go, yeah.
So, it's a quick wrestling topic. Do you want to find the clip real quick?
All right.
So, if you don't know, there's a wrestler named Nia Jax, and she is a very, very, very plus-sized woman. The Rock's cousin. And she was in a match 2 weeks ago on Raw, and she went to do a move on the apron, which is the outer ring of the outer corner of the ring. And she fell on her butt, and she got up and she screamed "my butt," and then she screamed, and so, literally,
my hole
was trending on Twitter for a whole, like, 12 hours.
Oh, my God.
So many memes. One of the best one was the cover to holes, and it was changed to my hole, and her face was one of the guys in the outer ring. I saw one that was the everybody come aboard the holes train.
That was my favorite, yeah.
The fucking Godfather, and then she quote tweeted it and said, "I'm quitting this app."
Yeah. I liked the clip of that, the my hole mixed with Bully Ray going, "My dad's my balls!" And
what's her name from TNA going, "My badge!
My badge!"
Oh my God.
And then, of course, "my hole!" It was amazing.
And then they rehashed it. Like, at first they edited it out, and then when they realized how fucking, like David said today, Nia Jax is a heel, but at this point, her asshole is a face.
Like, she's over, man.
So.
Well, the thing is, I'm embarrassed to say this, you know, because I love Daniel Bryan so much. I watched a little bit of Total Divas in my previous single stint phase. And she's actually kind of funny, like, as a person.
No, I mean, let's be perfectly clear here. She knew what she was doing when she yelled "my hole."
Oh, she did. She absolutely did. And it was really fun. I mean, you can even see Lana trying so hard to keep her shit together. Like, and I gotta give Lana credit, because I would have lost my fucking shit. Like, I would have been losing my mind. I would have broke.
I would have lost my hole.
I just couldn't have done it. I would have fucking laughed my ass off. Yeah, I would have lost my hole.
One last little piece of wrestling news. The great Eli Drake debuted in NXT, which was great. He cut a fucking bitchin' promo. But they've changed his name to L.A. Knight.
Because he's a shoe from the 80s.
No, they did it because he can, like, Eli Drake. L.A. Knight.
That's why.
And because Vince can't let people keep their own name unless he determines that they're in on AJ Styles' level, and they deserve to keep their own name. Well, for some reason, Carl Anderson.
Well, also, AJ Styles owned he owns his name.
Yeah, but that's why they wouldn't let... I mean, there's certain people that I've heard that own their name, so Vince makes them change it.
Well, true. Yeah, I have heard that. It just it does depend on what
profile you are. It's like Rhino owns the R-N-Y-O.
Yeah.
And in WWE, he was R-H-I-N-O.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just L.A. Knight. You couldn't come up with anything better than L.A. Knight.
I don't
it's
know.
Fucking
and I've heard
shit.
People defend it, go, well, you know, we had names like Hulk Hogan and Ultimate War and all these other names. And I'm like, yeah, that doesn't, that for the time period, they work.
Come
but here's
there's
the
some
thing.
Sort of like, he sounds like a hockey team.
L.A. Knight just, yeah, it sounds like a.
That one was for Jake.
I don't know. It just doesn't work for me, I guess. Especially because I've watched Eli Drake's career, a good chunk of it. So it's like, that's Eli fucking Drake. It's like Samoa trying to change Samoa Joe's name.
Exactly.
It's like, huh?
But Vince had heard of Samoa Joe, so he got to keep his name.
Yeah.
But and then the worst take of fucking all of this is I saw somebody try and say that Eli Drake was a John Moxley ripoff.
God.
And it's like, first of all,
you're an idiot if you think that. You're an idiot. I'm not even going to be nice. You're an idiot if you think that.
Eli Drake has been doing his current thing since before the current iteration of John Moxley.
Dude, his NWA run is fantastic. And then, of course, he was good in Impact.
And I know John Moxley existed before Dean Ambrose, but John Moxley wasn't the John Moxley he is today before Dean Ambrose, first of all. Second, these guys have no fucking... Eli Drake is an arrogant, egotistical prick. That is not what John Moxley is coming across as. John Moxley is just a badass. So how do these two things act like the same thing? They're not. They're not. Okay.
No. I don't understand that comparison at all. That's really dumb.
By the way, when Marty Schottenheimer passed and Phil messaged me and said Marty died, I immediately assumed he meant Jannetty. Just immediately assumed he meant Marty.
I mean, why not? Marty fucking Jannetty's a lunatic. Good God, dude. I seen some videos of him on like the indies in like a restaurant, like a Waffle House afterwards, just drunk as shit.
Dude, I would love to see a wrestling match at a Waffle House. You give me a plate of fucking chicken and waffles and let me watch some dudes bounce around in the ring, I'm there.
I mean, yeah.
Bro, just go to a Waffle House after 2 in the morning and you'll see a fucking fight.
It's true.
Beautiful. Well done, Jake. I appreciate that joke. Okay, let's talk about the acquittal and take it home. Jason, you want to take this one?
Well, I kind of saw it coming. I mean, they didn't have enough senators to vote to convict. I knew that was going to happen.
We left something out though, guys. Can I bring up something before we get super into this?
Yes.
Yeah, what's up?
Nobody talked about the goat getting off the boat.
Oh, we didn't talk about drunk Brady.
Oh.
So
yeah.
Tom Brady drank 3 beers.
Or avocado tequila, because apparently that's fucking
thing.
Yeah,
apparently it was avocado tequila.
Which sounds disgusting.
Because of course it was.
Because you can't
just get because
any,
an
can't get any whiter than he already is.
I'm sorry, but just because avocados go with fucking Mexican food doesn't mean that it goes with tequila.
Or in it, or a part of it, or like, what the fuck?
But the best thing to ever happen was Tom Brady being... literally walked by a handler who's holding him up while he smiles like a drunken jackass to escort him to a private room off his boat.
Yeah, he's fucking smashed. I mean, there's only a few times in my life I've been held up like that.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't hold his booze very well.
Well, you know, avocado tequila will fuck up anybody, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Rob Gronkowski, and you know Gronk is a fucking drinker.
I'll drink Gronk under the table.
Yeah, I mean...
Sir, you would drink everybody besides me under the table.
I drink you under the table every other day.
Sir, you do not... You're the one who goes to sleep. You're like, okay, bye-bye, good
night. I go to sleep before I'm a fucking lunatic. You're over there. You're over there fucking unsamassing.
Yes.
Hey, podcasters, our people that are in here. Let me tell you what happens. What really happens? So My boy gets on the phone with me, and I'm already like 4 to 17 shots deep. Right?
Four to 17 shots deep.
Should I just mute him?
Don't you dare. 4 to 17. Do we just gonna gloss over that?
That is a 13 shot differential.
I'm no fucking genius here, but that's a wide margin there, man.
Can outdrink Stoney if I want to.
Yeah, and but here's the thing, man. You get hammered. I'll drink a fucking fifth and fucking to be fine. You can't even tell I'm drunk. It's when I add a second fifth. When I add a second fifth, I break tables.
Yeah, and you play sports games, yeah.
Well, when I play sports games, yes.
Yes, yes.
We've learned not to play sports games besides golf after more than a fifth of tequila.
I rage at games pretty hard.
I understand you're drunk, you have a good night. And then I fucking go on Facebook and find out he was up till 4 o'clock in the fucking morning because he doesn't love me.
What do you have to say for yourself?
That's what I thought.
Wave hello to the stream, Jake. Jake, go wave hi to the stream. Hey. Just so you guys know, they're really here.
Yes.
They're not disembodied voices. I like Jake's wave. Oh my god, Jake, you should see the amount of weed butter we have now. And it's fucking so dark green, it's black.
Yeah.
So we got recipes to make. I want to do some sautéed mushrooms in the butter. And make a Philly with the sautéed weed mushrooms.
That sounds pretty good.
But, remember to unmute yourself if you're going to say something. But, Jake, we got a lot of butter to play with.
Cool. Well, since I don't have work, fucking, I got time to make edibles.
Well, hey, we'll talk off the air, but, maybe we can make some and try and vend them.
Ooh, that might be nice.
Yeah. And you got time to think of some fucking dope recipes.
Yeah, I can definitely come up with some dope recipes.
Boom. Okay, let's go ahead and have
dope
you...
Dope recipes! That was awesome!
Dope recipes! Oh, I didn't even catch it!
I love you, bro. That was awesome.
Alright, Jason.
Find them dope recipes, homie.
Let's get into this acquittal.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it coming. That's why I didn't, like, give it too much of my time.
The thing that gets me is that McConnell will one day say, you know, that Trump is responsible for this.
Yeah, his little 10-minute speech. I watched that bullshit.
Yeah, but...
It's a fucking joke. It's like, you vote to acquit the guy, dude. Are you fucking serious?
It was a lot closer than I thought on the votes.
Yeah, they got a few people I was kind of surprised, like Toomey, but still, how can you sit here and say it's a legit impeachment trial when you have people like fucking Ted Cruz going into the goddamn fucking counsel's fucking Trump's lawyer's, like, room that they were in? It was a goddamn joke. And what's even crazier is that the Democrats allowed the bullshit to go on and didn't push any COVID package through, so nobody's gotten shit, so they look like fucking dumbasses with no spine. Good job, guys.
Don't let this distract you from the fact that Ted Cruz is, in fact,
a seditionist.
The Zodiac Killer.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck did Jake...
Well, I mean, Trump actually says his dad was, I think. Or no, his dad killed JFK. That's what Trump said.
There is also a conspiracy theory that Ted Cruz is, in fact, the Zodiac Killer.
Ah, yeah. I mean, why not? I mean, Trump says that Ted Cruz's dad killed JFK, so, I mean, it must be true.
And Matt Harney says Ted Cruz is a fucking pussy.
Oh, dude, the guy came and defend his own fucking wife.
If Matt Harney says that, then it must be true.
That's, you goddamn right.
I expected Trump to be acquitted, but part of the reason I did also is because I think at some point the Democrats are going to try and pursue the 14th Amendment avenue, How successful that will be, I don't know. But...
Well, then you have Lindsey Graham also hinting that they might file impeachment papers against Kamala Harris.
That's just a distraction.
And it's like...
Okay. I mean, they have to win back the Senate in 2022. And frankly, I think...
They fucking said that she was filing
Oh yeah, that's our everybody's favorite congresswoman, Max or
she just did that to get media attention, and she got it. She got exactly what she wanted.
God damn it, why can't I think of her name now?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, yeah. And apparently that other fucking gun-toting bitch in Congress from Colorado is Stan Lane's estranged daughter, from what some random internet rumor said, so it must be true. Stan Lane was
Who was the chick that put her daughter's photos?
That's Kellyanne Conway, man. Kellyanne Conway.
Dude, that whole thing's bullshit, because her daughter's on fucking... Her daughter's on American Idol, like, getting a thank you video, and she's all emotional with her mom. It's fucking bullshit. That whole family's been playing the media for, like, 2 fucking years now.
But, I mean, she did legitimately post a naked picture of her 17-year-old daughter.
That's fucking weird. Yeah, I didn't know Kellyanne did that shit.
Yes, Kellyanne literally posted a naked picture of her 17-year-old daughter.
That's... I don't understand how that's, like, not investigated.
Why are you not getting arrested for CP?
I don't understand that one.
That's what I said. Why isn't she getting arrested for CP?
I don't understand that at all.
I don't understand that family, because...
I had to fight to get my children from a crazy fucking heroin addict, and this bitch just posts a fucking picture of her naked daughter on the internet. I mean, okay. That's a judicial system for you, people.
Oh, and then her daughter made a video. First, she made a video saying, like, there's no way that she could have got this besides stealing it from my phone. She takes my phone, yada yada. And then later, after she's obviously been with a handler, she posts a video. Listen, my mom and I fight like mothers and daughters, but we also love like mothers and daughters, which I fucking hate that fucking...
euphemism.
Yes, I fucking hate it. But basically she was like, I know my mom wouldn't do that. So she got fucking... You know, they fucking came in and did their fucking PR.
George Conway's a fucking dirtbag. I've said it for a while. He's just an opportunist Republican that sees an opportunity because of how cultish, the Trump side of the Republican Party has gotten. So he sees an opportunity to be that counterpoint in the Republican, you know, what he views as an actual conservative. But he's just a dipshit. I'm sorry. Like, I know he's more educated than me, but I've heard the guy rant, and he's an opportunist, and I have no patience for people like him. And clearly, when your wife is, you're married to someone like Kellyanne Conway, and she spouts the bullshit she spouts, knowing it's bullshit, like, I'm not gonna have much respect for you as a man, because you're married to someone like that. Like, you know what she's doing. I mean, you're every day, you're going on fucking TV shows talking shit about the guy she's working for, and yet... it's bullshit. And the media fucking ate it up. They ate it up. I mean, I found it entertaining to a point, but then I stopped paying attention to it because I was like, why the fuck do I care about these rich people and their fucking shit family? Because that's really what it boils down to. They're shit people, and they're rich motherfuckers that aren't going to help me, and they don't care about anybody else in the country. So why the fuck should I care about them? And... It's going to get worse because no accountability has been held. So January 6th is just, it's only going to get worse. I mean, we're going to get another Oklahoma City at some point. It may take a year or two. I mean, because these idiots may have to plan and, you know, the government will get lax because they won't really actually look for white supremacist fucking dirtbags. Because, I mean, I had a friend argue with me about the Confederate flag today, and I was like, dude, you're Mexican and in Texas. Like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah,
I love the guy to death.
It was a meme shared with Colin Kaepernick above, and Eric Reid taking a knee above.
Yeah, so if you don't find a problem with this, but you find a problem with this, you're not a patriot. You're not, or something's wrong with you.
Yeah, it's saying if you have a problem with these men kneeling, but not a problem with this man carrying a fucking flag of a Confederate flag. I was gonna try and fucking find some way to disparage the flag, but I'm not clever enough at the moment. He's holding a fucking Confederate flag in the fucking Capitol, and it says, if you find this offensive, being the players kneeling, but not this offensive, being the flag, then you are not a patriot. And this guy is like, no, I think it's based on opinion.
Both of them are opinions, and I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I was like, technically, yes, they both are opinions. But here's what's not a fucking opinion. That one of them is you know, your right to kneel, to speak, you know, to drag the American flag on the ground, as I fucking learned in college. You know, that's their first fucking amendment right. So, I don't have to like it, but is their right. Not only, they've explained over and over again why they're kneeling. So again, it's not about patriotism. I mean, people are fucking dumb. I'm tired of explaining this. Thirdly, the Confederate flag is steeped in racism. That's what it's been marketed to. That's who usually wields the fucking thing. I mean, Charlottesville is just one minor example. I don't know how many times people have... I have my own family members that have sported that flag. They're racist as shit. My ex-wife's family, all of them are racist as shit. I mean, it's insane to me. And then, like I said, as someone who served the country, I don't, you know, I'm just some random fucking person serving in the Navy, nothing special. But still, the Confederate flag to me is that's a traitor flag. That's a flag that took up arms against the Union to preserve the institution of slavery. Like, I don't need anything past that. Right. So, and then the fact that it's in the fucking Capitol, and that's what I explained to him, it just blew my mind. He's just very conservative, and, you know, I understand where he's trying to come from, that, like, I'm done talking about the whole kneeling thing, because it's fucking stupid. Because they don't actually ask people like me or Jake what we think about it. No, they ask fucking dipshits who've never served, or people like Trump who have a fucking,
To be fair, the men actually kneeling asked a fucking Green Beret, so...
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, he asked a Green Beret, which is also true, you know, that they do that.
Nate Boyer.
But, and not to mention, half you motherfuckers that are complaining about the national anthem and them kneeling are the same motherfuckers I have seen with my own fucking eyes when I was at Padre games after we fucking wheeled the flag in, going to get fucking beer while the shit's going on. So fuck you. Like... I mean, sure.
This man calls himself Little Poopy.
Little Poopy. That's what my daughter used to say to me when she was wearing diapers. I got a little poopy.
We're going to go ahead and cut us off there on the political stuff. I think Jason ended in a nice place, and we're going to play a little bit of Famous Birthdays to cut this fucking thing to the end. Now, I have to complain right now off the bat because our first one is Chris Farley, and they couldn't even put his fucking picture on there.
These pieces of shit. These fucking pieces of shit. Chris Farley's one of my favorites.
Little Poopy has his fucking picture, but Chris fucking Farley doesn't.
Cock-sucking
motherfuckers. All right, guys. With Chris Farley, since he's dead, we're...
Our baby was named after Chris Farley.
Since Chris Farley passed... Yes. Since Chris Farley passed away, we're not gonna worry about net worth. Just, how old do you guys think Chris Farley would be today?
Oh, man. 46?
He'd be like 53.
He would be 54?
Here's fucked up, guys. Does Crystal want to guess before I say something?
No, I'm good.
No.
The man would only be 43 years old.
Dang.
Wow.
Oh my god.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I did that math wrong. I did it. I had the wrong birth year.
He was born in 62, right?
No, 63. So he would be 57. Sorry. I put in 77 for some reason.
57? Shit. 57.
Yeah, he was in his late 30s, wasn't he, when he died?
Yeah.
Well, he died at 33.
Yeah, okay, 33? I thought he was older than that.
All right, guys. Next one up, he is alive, so we'll do net worth as well. Simpsons creator Matt Groening.
Oh my God, Jesus in heaven.
51 and... I don't know, fuck. 45 million?
You know what, your son? I'm gonna say that you're wrong on that. I think he's older than that because The Simpsons has been on for like 30-something years.
Yeah, and then also he's connected to Futurama, Disenchantment.
Yeah, true.
I'm gonna go 63 and 350 million.
Jayco?
I'm going to go 65, and I'm going to say 100 mil.
He is 67 and worth $600 million.
Won both of them. Oh, Jake won the age. I won the money.
Yep.
Oof. Yeah.
Got it.
Okay, let's see who else we got. I mean, we're not doing Megan Thee Stallion.
I'd marry that woman if I could. She's gorgeous.
I would too, but I mean...
She is gorgeous.
Hey, you wouldn't marry anybody. Stop it.
Megan Thee Stallion, if she came up to me and said, do you want to get married?
Stop me because I have Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, I would marry you. All right. I don't care. I love you.
Yeah. Rapper Birdman.
Oh, man. I'm going to say 56 and 80 mil.
I have no idea.
Jake?
I'm out.
I'm gonna say 54 and like maybe 5 mil.
52 and 100.
Ooh, I was close on the money. Yeah, because I mean he had a stake in the label. So I know he No Limit or whatever was it called?
No Limit Soldiers, Young Money. He was a guy that always was with fucking
Juvenile.
Lil Wayne.
Juvenile too. But...
Yeah, he was a popular rapper in the late 90s,
yeah.
Jake. All right, let's see if there's anybody else worth doing. I mean, I know who that is, but I don't think everybody else does. Anybody know who Janis Dickinson is?
Not ringing a bell.
I do. She is...
We're not playing her.
Oh.
Oh.
Go ahead and guess.
All right.
We'll do Janis Dickinson.
Well, tell me who she is. I don't know who she is.
She was she's a fucking model, and she was on a lot of the celebrity stuff with.
I'm gonna say.
Hold on, I'll show you her picture. Let me cover her age on the picture.
And 10.
You know who it is?
Looks familiar.
I'm going to say 68, and I think she's worth like 25 million now.
I'm going to say 62 and 30 mil.
Let me pull up her net worth. She's worth $500,000. That is a record for our lowest net worth on celebrity birthdays.
Oh man, that was so good.
Yeah, we were way off.
Way the fuck off.
65. She turned 65 today.
I mean, she's got way more fucking money than I got.
But that is our lowest. That is our. That was our lowest fucking net worth so far doing this game.
That's pretty funny.
She's 65 and her net worth was only 500,000.
I'm trying to see if there's anybody else worth mentioning. There's a lot of low-level baseball guys, but no.
We should talk about Lil Uzi Vert and his diamond piercing.
This one's just for Jake. Oh. Jahmir Yager.
Pittsburgh, I remember him.
Jake's chewing. Hold on. Jake Moe, go ahead and guess. Just age. I'm not looking up his net worth.
Jahmir Yager.
54 years old and 15 million.
I'm not looking up his net worth.
Like 58 this year?
48 years old.
Funny thing though is he's still playing in Europe though.
That's not surprising.
On the Penguins, dude, that guy was awesome. He was a fucking gangster.
He got his first goal after getting tripped and then just in the air flipping the puck into the net.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I remember that. His last name is J-A-G-R. Jager. J-A-G-R. I was like, is it Jagger?
Jagger.
It's pronounced Yamir Yager.
Yager, yeah.
Yeah, that's Jager. There's nobody else. The only other person that is mildly notable is only really, I think, notable to me. Former Dodger catcher Russell Martin. I don't think any of you even know who that is.
No.
All right. What was the thing that Jake just... Oh, yeah. If you didn't know, Lil Uzi Vert had a $24 million pink diamond implanted in his forehead right above the middle of his eyes.
Okay.
So,
your host and I got into it one night, and we were like, dude, this motherfucker paid $24 million for a diamond.
How much is...
He comes out at me and goes, hey, listen, he doesn't have that much money. I was like, sir, what are you telling me? He's like, dude... This is a total fucking thing for being on media. And
yeah,
he got it on lease.
How, okay, let me ask you this, guys. So, Lil Uzi Vert has a $24 million diamond in the middle of his forehead. How much do you think Lil Uzi Vert is worth?
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
I know because we looked it up, but this is fucking hilarious.
Bad and Bougie, you know. Bad. He's on Bad and Bougie. He's one of the guys rapping on that song.
And if I could say Jake Allen Jason, I didn't even know who this guy was until I saw his piercing. So I don't know anything about him or what he does.
I've seen the
So he has a $24 million diamond implanted in his forehead. How much do you think his net worth is?
I don't know. 100 million?
Jake, do you have a guess, Jake-O?
Excellent.
No, he's worth $16 million. So the diamond in his forehead is worth more than he is.
He's worth $8 million more than his fucking whole thing.
How does that even work?
No, you know how it works is the jeweler expects business based on the advertising. Mm-hmm. People look up where did Little Uzi Vert's head diamond come from? Oh, this jeweler. Mm-hmm. And he's probably still having to pay on it.
Yeah.
He's paying $500,000 a month just to have a fucking diamond in place.
Yeah, just to eventually get jumped for your head diamond.
I still understand.
Oh my god, somebody's gonna fucking cut that shit out.
Alright, guys, I think we're gonna call it there.
I mean, yeah, you have $20 million in your head. That's like asking you to get killed and. What the fuck? I don't understand it.
Neither do I.
I don't wish that on anybody, but I also am not, like, going to paint myself as a target.
$25 million diamond, pink diamond in your fucking head? Someone's going to come after your ass. I'm sorry.
Someone. That's just crazy, man.
Jake-O?
Yo!
There's the head.
I already know. I've already seen it. I think it's fucking retarded.
We're in agreement there.
I mean,
that's crazy to me.
All right, Jake-O, if you can hit the mute, you'll know. Jake-O.
Let me ask you guys a question real quick, just to get this off like that. Okay.
No, go ahead. I'm waiting. Jake Mo, go.
Mo or O?
You go.
Okay, gotcha. So, if I'm a piercer, and I'm just asking because I know a really good tattoo artist, let me ask you a question. So, you have a multimillionaire coming in, and he's like, hey, I want you to implant a $24 million diamond in my forehead. Is he going to charge the same amount as a regular diamond implant, or does he charge more?
I have no fucking clue.
Fun fact for you guys. Let me know.
I don't know. And also, for the millionth time, Harpo doesn't pierce.
I know that, but what I'm saying is if you fucking were there, I would charge more. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're putting a diamond in a dude's fucking forehead.
Thank you, bro.
Not only... Not only that, but I'm charging him extra just for fucking liability. If you die while I'm implanting this thing in your forehead, that's your bad.
Yeah, that's on you, man.
All right, Jayco, listen for your cue. You'll know it when you hear it. We're going into the outro. Huh? I'm Stoney. This is Jason. We have the Jakes over there. Follow us on Twitter. Yeah. At Rolling Stoney, at Jesus by Proxy, at Osterman Jake, and at JMO19OFO. Follow us all on Twitch. I'm not talking about Twitch. I'm talking about Twitter. Please don't interrupt my outro.
Sorry.
Now, if you'd like to follow us on Twitch, I am at Rolling Stoney. We have at PN Podcast. We have at Darth Mavius. That's DARTHMAVIOUS. We have at Goalyman. What's your Twitch, Jayco? Yeah, Goalyman. I don't know the number.
It should be at Goalyman 5533 or at Goalyman 33.
Okay, and then of course at Random Voice Guy 619. Follow us on Twitch. Follow us on Twitter. Check out No Preferred Nomenclature on Facebook. Please, for the love of God, be
shiny pieces of shit, people. Be shiny fucking pieces of shit.
There we are. Something about anal prolapsation, yes. And we're calling it a night. Please, for the love of God, stop yelling at me all the time.
I'm punching more boxes.
Balls. Yep.
Deep.
Touching.
All the time.